Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless with harmonious love, the power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So today, I'll be talking about your imagining, create your reality. Your imaginings create your reality. You know, When you find yourself in a tough situation, when you think your life is in a pickle, as they say, and you think all is lost, it causes you to doubt your own ability, your own power, your own creative potential. When you're in that state of mind, you know, most of the time, you don't want to hear it. You don't want anybody to remind you of how great you are and what you can accomplish. Because at that moment, when all seems bleak and dark, we just want to wallow in our misery, and we want other people to acknowledge our pain. Okay? No true pity party is worth its salt if you don't have any other attendees. So, what often happens is that we get lost in our own stuff and we forget who we are. We forget what's true for us, and that is that we are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, and we are here to create. That is what we do naturally. That is our gift. That is our assignment. And too many times we get caught up in the illusion, and we get caught up in our errors in judgment, sins, our fears, other people's stuff, and we kind of lose our way. Now, when struggle and strife hit you, your first tendency is to deny having had anything to do with this. It's not your fault. Okay. And what we really mean is I didn't see that coming out of the decisions that I had made or the action that I took. Okay. Some people figure life is a crapshoot, so basically, we crap all over ourselves. The point is, your imagination is what drives you. That is what has been included in your arsenal that will cause you to create the good and or the bad. Okay, and good and bad is basically just two sides of the same coin anyway. One doesn't exist without the other. The important thing to know is that these things, good and bad, are named and therefore qualified as being true for you based upon your response to it. You give that event, whatever is going on in your life, you give it meaning, you give it purpose, okay? And you can allow it to shine its light on your future in a positive way or in a negative way. It's up to you. Sometimes we find that the mistakes that we make end up being the best thing that could ever have happened to us. Sometimes we find that we pay dearly for even those tiny little mistakes that we make. The truth of the matter is, when you truly understand the legacy, the gift that you have been given as a spiritual being having a human experience, this God contained in the body, that is your individuality, okay? Then you understand that in order to be a co-creator, you must utilize your imagination. Whatever it is that you can think up, that you can imagine, you can create. You cannot create anything unless you have imagined it first. And that imagination goes to work on it and creates a vision. And what I find in many people who are failing in their attempt at success or at a relationship or at better health, but whatever it is that someone aspires to or for, it's usually the fact that they have not completed the vision. In other words, you know how your parents or your teachers used to tell you when you were a child, stop daydreaming? Okay. And that's like a slap in the face. And so we often find ourselves drifting off in our imagining, and we never complete the process. So therefore, it doesn't become a vision. And what ends up happening is that we have all these random little events that take place in our lives. And just as we have those random thoughts, but they create. And when you see confusion in your life, it is because of that very reason. The aforementioned things are the reasons why you have all of this disjointed chaos going on in your life, and you feel like you're being pulled from one direction to another direction, you know, all the time. Take a moment. Sit down. Turn off all the noise that's around you. Turn off the computer. Turn off the television. Turn off the music. And just stop for a moment. Take a few deep breaths. Don't be afraid to breathe in through the nose. Okay? And exhale through the mouth. And just allow yourself to let go. And more energy, more life, more God. And settle in that, because that is your true state right there. You connect with spirit. Everything you want, need, and desire is contained in that presence. We often forget that. So therefore, we can't demonstrate it in our lives. Our imagination is blocked, our vision is blocked, and we can't fight our way out of a paper bag. Okay? Because we don't return to our source, comfort, or to whine about what's going wrong in our life, but to re-up, to revitalize, to renew. And it is there that you can change the dynamic of whatever situation that you're having to deal with. Because as you renew, you step out of your so-called reality, the one that you created, the life that you're struggling with, and you see the bigger picture. You call in the assistance of the universe, the element, energy. You're great. And in so doing, you bring about change. Right there, yeah, when you feel that energy, when you know that you have connected, complete the vision with your imagining. Speak to that which you want to be doing. Rather than bailing out, or whining and crying and complaining, rather than hurting yourself further. Instead, speak to that which you want to have, speak it into your life. Speak it into your vision for yourself. See it. Hear it. Taste it. Smell. Feel. And then you can be. Your imagination creates your reality. Know that. Go back and complete your vision. And then take action. And bring it into your life. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. You do this. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.